Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
An accident on snow-covered I-25 resulted in one fatality on Monday evening. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The driver of a 2009 motor coach bus was southbound on the interstate and came up on a crash blocking the roadway. The bus was unable to avoid the stopped vehicles and collided with them, according to the Wyoming Highway Patrol press release on Tuesday. Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers responded to the crash on I-25 north of Douglas at mile marker 147 at 4:30 p.m. The driver has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy R. Hunter of Casper. Hunter was wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash and was transported to Converse County Memorial Hospital, where he died as a result of his injuries. 13 passengers on the bus were also transported to the hospital for treatment for injuries sustained in the crash. None of the other drivers from the previous crash were injured. The road conditions at the time of the crash were ice and snow covered. Wyoming Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of the crash, which possibly could be due to driving too fast for the conditions. This brings the total of fatalities on Wyoming roadways to 121 so far in 2022, compared to 107 in 2021. Legislation codifying the same-sex marriage bill into federal law, the Respect for Marriage Act, passed in the U.S. Senate with a 61-36 vote on Tuesday afternoon, according to the Cowboy State Daily News. Wyoming U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, who had voted to bring the legislation to the floor, speaking on the Senate floor on Tuesday, Lummis referenced America's early founding fathers and her belief the bill respects both religious and secular views. People of diverse faith, beliefs, and backgrounds had to come to terms with each other, had to tolerate the seemingly intolerable about each other's views, and had to respect each other's rights even before the Constitution enumerated those rights, Lummis said. They had to tolerate each other in order to survive as a nation. Wyoming U.S. Senator John Barrasso voted against the bill. The large Democratic contingency in the U.S. House is likely to support the bill, as it had already passed their own version earlier this year, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Outgoing U.S. House Representative Liz Cheney voted to support the House bill. The House Freedom Caucus of the Wyoming Republican Party had sent a letter to Lummis asking her to vote against the bill. The Democrats in Congress are attacking the Defense of Marriage Act and placing Christians and other religious people's freedoms of belief at risk, said State Representative John Baer of Gillette, chairman of the caucus, on his Facebook page. Senator Lummis must reverse her stance and stand for free speech and freedom of religion. The First Amendment must be upheld. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.